Talk about a Christmas miracle. The prophet Isaiah, he foretold and prophesied that the Savior would come through a virgin, born of a virgin, 680 years before this happened. Do you realize that there was 108 prophecies prophesying about the birth of Jesus, about the coming Messiah? There was a leading study done several years ago of some of the top mathematicians and people, statisticians, and those who count really, really high and do really good at math. Unlike some of the people sitting next to you, right? And they come up with a theory. They said that in order for even eight of those prophecies, out of 108 prophecies, even for eight of those to be fulfilled, it was 1 in 100 quadrillion. The chances of even eight of those being fulfilled was 1 in 100 quadrillion. That's 100 and add 15 zeros. 1 in 100 quadrillion, that even eight would be fulfilled. The fact that all 108 were fulfilled tells you that this was truly a Christmas miracle. Heaven did come. Heaven did come. Hope did come. Remember, it was in the middle of the night that the shepherds were watching their sheep. As the angels appeared to them and said, "Don't be afraid, fear not, for I bring you great news of joy. And born to you this day, a Savior." See, our Savior came. He came today in the middle of our midnight hour. He comes to us. In the middle of our dark season, He comes to us. The wise men went and they looked and they sought after to bring Him gifts and to worship Him. And today I would tell you, it's very wise people that still continue that thought. Today, maybe your life's in a dark season. Maybe your life seems like you don't have answers. Maybe your life feels like, you know what, I got a lot of things going for me, Pastor, but I'm still very empty. I would say today, look to the Savior. Look to the Savior for your fulfillment today. No matter what your storm looks like, look to the Savior. No matter what your marriage looks like, look to the Savior. No matter what your finance or family or your health or what your heart today looks like, look to the Savior. He is still God.